Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Where are you listening? Let us know on Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. I want to retweet those and see where everybody is tuned in today, whether it's your city, state, country, maybe even if you're on a run, on the subway, wherever it is. Tweet me at Be Our Guest Mike. We'll let everybody else know where you are tuned in here on a Friday. We're getting ready to talk some Disney. Ricky's here with me. Pam is still a little bit jet lagged from being over in Budapest and on Adventures by Disney, but she'll be back next week, so no worries there. First, a quick word from our sponsor, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. You know what? It's been really hot here in the Midwest this past week. Super hot. So you know what that has me thinking about? That's right, Christmas. Cool weather, fun times down at Walt Disney World, decorations, parades, music, all the resort Christmas trees, all that fun stuff is right there in the palm of your hand. You can do it this year. There's still plenty of time. Lots of great hotel rooms, awesome packages. Here's what you need to do. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. Pick a resort or two. Pick some dates. And I'll get right on that to maybe get you down to Walt Disney World for your first Christmas, or maybe it's your 10th. It's a great time to visit Walt Disney World. So check them out today and support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who is continuing to support the Be Our Guest podcast through using our Amazon affiliate link. It's at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Like I said on Wednesday, make it easy. Back to school time is here. Just go through online right there. Pick up all the spiral notebooks, the pencils, the scissors, the Elmer's glue, all that good stuff on Amazon delivered right to your house. And it supports the Be Our Guest podcast and saves you a crazy trip to Target or Walmart. Check them out and support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1366 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Thank you so much, as always, for coming on back and kicking off the weekend a little bit early with some fun Disney talk. Can't wait to talk about Ricky's recent trip, my recent trip, some news and notes. We're going to have a great time. And hey, by the way, I'm heading out to KC, Kansas City this weekend to see the Cardinals and the Royals on Saturday. So if you happen to be out there at the Royals game, I know two great baseball teams this year, but this was my Father's Day present back in June. Things were a little bit different. I was expecting to see Moustakas, and I get to see Salvi. That'll be fun. And my Cardinals. So I love the K. So if you're going to be out there, I hear Matt Parrish is going to be at the game on Saturday too. Rumor has it. So come see the Missouri Podcast Consortium right there at the K on Saturday night at the ball game. But anyway, we're going to talk Disney today. Have a good time. Ricky's joining me from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky. What's up?
Happy Friday. I've got a very busy weekend in store. My in-laws are coming to town, so get to have fun with them. Taking them all over the great city of Atlanta this weekend.
You going to the Varsity? Is that the place to go, the Varsity?
No. I don't like the Varsity. I think it's overrated, and I know I'm going to get tons of hate mail for that, but seriously, the Varsity is totally overrated. I guess maybe I need to go back. Didn't think it was as good as they say it is, so
Is it like a burger joint? That's what it is, right? Burgers and hot dogs and stuff?
I think it's hot dogs, yeah, stuff like that, so I don't know. I thought it was overrated, but it has been a while since I've been there, so maybe I should give it another shot. But no, not going there. We're probably going to go. There's a city called Dahlonega that we go to. They have like flea markets and they have wine tasting stuff and stuff like that. So we'll probably go to that and we'll probably do some shopping and stuff like that. I got to get my nails did. So my mother-in-law and I always go and get pedicures and stuff like that. It's just kind of a tradition. So
yeah, it sounds like I'm going to have a more fun weekend than you. I'm just kidding. I don't want to do flea markets or pedicures. I'm just saying.
See, those things sound exciting to me. I guess I'm a little old lady.
You are. You're like 78 and have 8 cats.
So I mean, I do have the cat right here.
you're hello, a cat lady. You're officially a cat lady.
You know, Disney has a shirt. Speaking of things that they have a shirt that says Disney Cat Lady now. And I was somewhat tempted to buy it. And then I said, no, I'm not walking around. I'm not buying that. So I didn't. But yeah,
you might have that. It might show up. I'm just saying, that's scary.
They do have a Disney Cat Lady shirt, and I was
And you know what? So that was your first hot take of the
show. No, we're not doing hot takes. This is not hot.
I thought we were talking about doing hot takes here on a Friday because it's hot here in St. Louis.
No.
But I guess we're not. But yeah, so you said the Varsity is overrated.
Yeah, that's my hot take right there.
It's definitely a hot take. All right, anyway. All right, so shout out to Michaela in the chat, one of our big fans there. We love our 10-year-old fans. So thanks for tuning in. And make sure Mike keeps listening, Daddy Mike.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about your recent trip. You just got back. You went down. And so let's do some highlights because I'll talk a few about mine, a few about yours. So go for it. What you got?
So I went down to celebrate my birthday. So
happy 40th birthday.
No, I'm not 40. Thank you very much. Definitely not 40. I'm still in my 30s. Okay. So we're good. But anyway, so we did that. So for my birthday, we decided to kind of splurge a little bit. And we stayed at, I know I'm going to say the bad word first. We stayed at Universal.
It's not so bad. I enjoyed it. I can't
Well, we stayed at the Lowe's Portofino Hotel.
I can't believe that. That's like the most deluxe of the on-site resorts. Ricky, what is happening to you? That's what my wife even said.
It was so nice. Let me tell you. Oh, my gosh. So for those who don't know, the Portofino Hotel is kind of themed around Italy. So it's super themed. Let me tell you right now. Like, it is high caliber themed resort. It feels like you're in Italy. I mean, granted, I haven't been to Italy, but what I would assume that Italy feels like.
it's as good as I can imagine it would ever be.
Exactly. They have like boats out on the water, you know, to kind of mimic the fact that there would be boats in like Venice and that kind of thing. They have tons of great restaurants. It's got a great open air piazza. It's just.
Yeah, it's sweet. So, it is. I
so
spent
fantastic.
Some time there.
Yeah. Like, so great. I will admit, our room was pretty far down there, so it's definitely a big hotel. It was a nice room. It was very large, so for those who are needing kind of a larger room, definitely you'll be fine here. It has maybe in the need of a refurb. It's kind of got it feels a lot like old Key West in the rooms.
I love that stuff. It's really retro.
It's got the like the shutters and the bathtub, like that kind of thing. So maybe it needs a little bit of a refurb.
As Pam would say, Pam has been here for a couple weeks, but a zhuzh.
Yes, it needs a zhuzh, definitely. But I mean, overall, it was a really nice room. There were four of us in the room. It's my brother and his boyfriend and then Brian and I, and we had no trouble. Like, there was plenty of room for all four of us, so that was good. The hotel has some great pools. The one pool is got like a beach to it, and it's got sand, and you can kind of build sandcastles and stuff like that. Just super relaxed, chill. I mean, it is a great place to go if you're just wanting to kind of relax in the ambiance of just beautifulness. I mean, seriously, that's what it is. It is gorgeous. Like, it is, you're right, it is high end feeling, but
it's super high end
feeling. It's not stuffy. I didn't feel like it was stuffy.
No, so. I didn't stay there, but we had dinner there. We went to that pizza, actually, it was just the Italian restaurant right there off the piazza.
Yeah.
Good. I can't remember the name of it, but it was so good. I'll have to have Pam remind us, but
good.
And you're right. I mean, it is definitely. When you're out there, man, the theme is 100% spot. I mean, like, I haven't been in Italy either, but I mean, it's like, again, it's kind of like Riverside. It's like walking through a postcard. It is just, you're there
absolutely.
And you're like, you're immersed. It's large. It's huge.
I was just taking pictures everywhere because it was so beautiful. You know, I just couldn't stop taking photos and being like, this would be a good photo and this would be a good photo, you know? So, it's so gorgeous. A couple of other things. If you are staying there, they do have boat transportation to City Walk and then, of course, the theme parks. So that's good. So if you are going there, you can walk, but I would definitely take the boat transportation. It's so easy to use their transportation as far as that goes. And it was just great. You do get Express Pass, unlimited Express Pass with Portofino, which is also a very nice perk, let me tell you, because, I mean, you can go on a ride and then decide you want to go on it again, and you can. So Express Pass, you know, unlimited allows you to get on those rides so fast. And, you know, we were able to do most of the two parks in one day because of the unlimited Express, which is really handy. Another thing at Universal that I just kind of, you know, want to let people know, because, you know, people are planning Universal vacations. They do have a refillable mug that is actually at the theme park. Brian took advantage of this like crazy, let me tell you. It was a really good value overall. It's a little bit taller than the Disney mugs, so keep that in mind. But it works with the Coke Freestyle machines. And they have Coke Freestyle machines.
You know
everywhere.
What? Here's the thing. I think I've said this on the podcast before. If I ever become president, those things are going to be illegal because they bog you down. Like, man, just give me some spigots and put my soda under there, man. Oh, they have my Firehouse Subs around here, and it's like, I got to wait in line to get a soda. It's going to be 10 minutes because, you know, somebody's trying to make some crazy soda, like a diet purple, green, lime, gluten-free soda or something.
That's true. I don't think it's gluten-free. but anyway, so I think that, but I agree with you in that sense. And, you know, I'm usually just getting water out of them anyway. So, like, that part I get, it's kind of frustrating, especially because I have to pick, like, 15 buttons to get to the water button.
Seriously.
But the mug is definitely totally worth it. I love that they have it for in the theme parks, which is so big. Because obviously, you know, we could just refill all the time and we had something to drink all the time. And it was hot. I mean, really hot there. So we definitely took advantage of the water rides, got soaked on all of them. Thankfully, I had a poncho, so that was also helpful. I would absolutely take advantage of that refillable mug. While I was at Universal, I saw the Universal news show, this Cinematic Celebration, I think is what it is. It's their nighttime show. It had just opened right before we got there. It is fantastic. I'm just going to tell you this right now. It is so good. It is worth staying for the whole day at Universal to see the show. I absolutely loved it. They have some spaces where you can go stand in the Central Park area. Make sure you get there about 45 minutes early if you're wanting to be on the ledge. If you don't care as much, you can get there about a half an hour early or so. That's what we did. I wish we would have gotten there maybe the 15 minutes extra, but it's a fantastic show. They have scenes from, of course, Harry Potter. They have scenes from, Can't Stop the Feeling from Trolls, which, as you all know, I very much enjoyed that part because, hello, in love with Justin Timberlake, so, you know. I very much like that part. They have Fast and Furious. They have Jurassic World. They have Kung Fu Panda. Just tons of great little vignettes in the show. It lasts about 15 minutes or so. It was excellent. Really, really good. Very well done show. So the team at Universal Creative did a fantastic job with that show, so I absolutely suggest seeing it. And I will have a overview video coming for The Mouse for Less on the YouTube page coming soon. Last thing we did at Universal, so that y'all don't have to hear Universal talk as much anymore, but I figured I'd get it out of the way first.
Yeah, you better get out of the way because the chat room's going crazy. Hurry, you got two minutes.
I know. But like I said, there are people who are interested. We tried Voodoo Donut, which also just opened recently, and I will tell you, there are definitely lines to get in this place. So you will have to wait in line probably a good 20 minutes just to get donuts. But they are really good donuts, I have to say. They're fantastic. You know, if you like those specialty kind of crazy concoction donuts, it's worth, you know, making the stop for. So, and last thing, we did eat at NBC Sports Grill. That was my first time eating there. The food was really good. We got the nachos, which were huge. I split them with Brian, and there was still enough for my brother and his boyfriend needs nachos too, and they had their own meals. So and I gotta say, it was a really reasonably priced meal, so I had no problems with NBC. I thought it was really good too.
Yeah, when we were down there for the agent education program, we got divided into three groups and went to three different restaurants for dinner, and some of the agents went to NBC. I didn't get to go there. I was kind of disappointed because I'm like the sports guy, and I'm like, I got the Italian place. We had Italian at the place at Portofino. Then the next night I had the Italian place at City Walk.
Yes.
It was very good. I can't complain. I love my pastas. So, but yeah, I've only heard good things. So, and Voodoo Donuts, we had those as well. They were really good. But we have, you know, I think most towns nowadays have, you know, like a Strange Donuts. That's like a big thing in St. Louis. You know, some kind of crazy donuts that have like cheeseburgers inside of them, you know.
Okay, they don't have cheeseburgers here.
Well, whatever. Yes, you know, they make them as weird as they can.
But they're very good, and of course they have their, you know, their famous brand of donut. So if you're looking to, you know, kind of get some deliciousness, take it back to your hotel room and have it for breakfast the next morning. It's a fantastic thing to do because that's what we did. So,
all right. So tell me you went to Walt Disney World at some point so we don't lose all of our listeners.
I did go to Walt Disney World at some point during this trip. I promise. So a couple things I kind of want to go over is Disney has actually introduced a brand new KidCot Fun Stop stations. They are
sponsored by Ziploc.
Yes, they're sponsored by Ziploc. They are very different than the old ones. You know, the old one was Duffy. And, I mean, as fun as Duffy was, you know, once you got one Duffy, you know, and colored it, like, there wasn't really a whole lot to do with it besides go and get stamps from all the other countries, you know, from the country. So I can understand why they would upgrade, and it is a major upgrade. So you go to each country and you get different cards from each stop. And the card has some fun facts about that country on it. It also has a spot for the cast member to do a little doodle or, you know, stamp or whatever. So that's still in effect with these new cards.
I love when they, like, write their name or something in their language, because especially languages that are R letters, I feel like Phoenicians or something, you know, but like, when it's like script or something, that's cool.
Yeah, well, and since it was my birthday and I had on the birthday button, speaking of that, Universal does have birthday buttons. So if you're going to Universal, you can pick up one too there. So I didn't know that. So that was kind of nice. But since I had my birthday button on, like, a lot of them would write like happy birthday or do, you know, specific like little cute birthday greetings on the little card that they had. Then on the back side of the KidCot card is actually like, I want to say like a little coloring page type situation. So it's got kind of animation artwork, you know, of something that you can doodle in, color in. And it's nice because then that gives you reason to stop and color at each of the KidCot Fun Stops now. So instead of coloring like half of a Duffy at each one, you actually get to color the back of a full sheet. And then you can move on to the next, you know, country and do that, you know, as you move on. They also had stickers for us. I'm not sure if that's going to be something that they do all the time or if that was just something that we had, you know, that was just, you know, something that they all had this time. But then it all goes in a Ziploc bag that they give you. If you collect all 11 countries, there is a prize at the end. So I guess if you show them, hey, I've got all of them, they will give you something at the end.
It's an annual pass?
It is not. No, it's a postcard. So I'm next. Sorry, I gave it away.
Spoiler alert.
But yeah, it was... I very much enjoyed the KidCot stops this time. I think that that they've done a good job, and it gives the kids a reason to go back, because, you know, like I said, to each country, because like I said with Duffy, I mean, you know, once you colored it, you probably colored it all at the first stop. I mean,
yeah, here's what we did with Paige, and we came up with this. I mean, I thought it was a great idea. Like, Disney should have adopted this, but we made her, because we went around to all 11 countries, and typically we do it over 2 or 3 days because we'd, you know, be down there for 7-8 days. It was the hardest thing was trying to remember to bring Duffy back to Epcot, because, like, the whole thing was it was cool if she took it for all 3 days. A lot of times she'd have like three not finished Duffies because we were 3 days, but we'd make her color just like 1/11th of the Duffy, you know, or a 10% of it, and she had to use the colors of that country's flag only in that country. So it's kind of like a calico looking, or, you know, a hodgepodge looking Duffy. It was really abstract, but it was really cool because it made her learn kind of the country's flag colors, and it was neat.
I like that. And it's nice too, because the new KidCot, you know, swag is definitely easier to throw in a bag or whatever. You know, Duffy was
those
so
things were hard
weirdly
to manage.
Shaped,
yeah, because you had them
on
a
stick.
Yeah, exactly. Jab you put in your backpack, you sit on the bus and it jam you in the nose.
Exactly. So I like this much better. And if you do get in a torrential downpour like we got in, your bag is safe because, you know, your Ziploc, it's a Ziploc bag, so everything stays dry. So that was nice.
Good tip.
Yeah. So we did that. Of course, we did Toy Story Land again. I got to say, it rained pretty much the entire time we were there in Walt Disney World. So again, I was in Toy Story Land while it was pouring rain. This ended up being a very sad day for Ricky, because Ricky rode Slinky Dog Dash at the end of the night. Like, literally, we hightailed it there, got in line 2 minutes before the ride closed, and the heavens broke loose, and it just started pouring while we were sitting in line. And so, of course, we still wanted to ride Slinky Dog Dash because Brian hadn't been on it yet at this point. So I said, well, we'll just go on. buckets, just buckets, just so drenched. And then we had to walk out of Hollywood Studios, you know, from the very back of the park, and there's nowhere to like go. And Hollywood, you know, in Toy Story Land, obviously we've talked about this, there's no shelter, so we had to get out of there. I had my umbrella. The umbrella did squat because, I mean, it was coming.
Yeah,
it was coming in just everywhere. And I've never been that wet in my entire, like, it was like I just dumped a bucket of water on my head and just, that was it. Like, I mean, I was sopping wet by the time we got, matter of fact, they ended up closing the boat because we were stopped at, the yacht club because we had a lunch, and it was just like by the time we tried to get there, and they actually had to close down the boat because of the lightning, and we were on our way to the Swan and Dolphin, and they basically said, well, you can stay on, but we don't know when we're gonna get to run anytime soon because the lightning was just, you know, really really bad. So we actually got off, and I mean, it was just drenched the whole rest of the way. It was just terrible. So, that was kind of miserable, I gotta admit.
Joanne in the chat says, our good friend Joanne Griffith says they got a retractable awning on Wednesday. They live right next to the Magic Kingdom. And so it hasn't rained since, you know. Maybe that's what Toy Story Land. They need a retract, like the you know, ballparks. They need a retractable roof.
Yeah, retractable awnings. I like that idea.
You're Disney. So. Let's do it.
Yes. So the big thing that we did on this trip, though, because it was my birthday, was we did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. This is my first official, like, well, I take that back. It's the first official tour that I've gone on that's still a tour. Really, you know, because I did the Segway tour a long time ago, and I don't have that anymore. Mm. So this was my first, like, Magic Kingdom tour, which was really fun. For those who don't know, the Keys to the Kingdom tour, they teach you about the four keys of, you know, the Walt Disney Company, and then they show you where those four keys are being used throughout the park. So, you know, you start on Main Street, and they go through and they show you the different places there, and then they take you to, you know, finally you get to Frontierland. We get to go into the parade barn, which was really cool
because
I hadn't, you know, seen that before, and that was really awesome because I know you guys get to see it when you run past.
Yeah, we run through it all the time. Yeah, but it's neat to see it when you're not having to like sweat.
Right, that's true. And it was really cool though because they had out the Halloween party floats and then the Christmas party floats too, because nice. They're getting ready for that, because like I said, we have like a week and
half, by the way, so. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween. So that was really cool to see. And then we got to have lunch. Lunch was actually at Pecos Bill's. I know that sometimes it differs. So
it's usually at Columbia. A lot of times at Columbia Harbor House. That's where
it was at Pecos Bill's. But then the interesting thing was when Brian was actually on the phone, because Brian booked this for me for my birthday. They said it was at Liberty True Tavern, and I was like, "What?
That'd be nice,
seem right?" I would have very much enjoyed Liberty True Tavern for my lunch, but I thought that was kind of odd. It was not Liberty True Tavern; it was actually Pecos Bill's. That was really good. They have like a buffet type situation, so you can have all the toppings that you want, just like if you went out, and you get guacamole on this buffet. So yes. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, baby. I love some guac.
And then you go down into the Utilidors, which was really cool to get to do that as well, and see, you know, behind the scenes stuff that you don't normally get to see.
Let me ask you this, because I, you know, again, for Disney fans, until you've done something, you have a mind's eye picture of exactly what you think something's going to look like. You've seen them online, probably pictures and videos and so forth. What was the impression of the Utilidors as opposed to what you were expecting when you got down there?
They are definitely, so I have worked in a hotel before, and it's
with Utilidors,
like, huh?
With Utilidors,
it's kind of like the backstage at a hotel. I'll be perfectly honest, because on stage, you know, that the front of the hotel is very glitzy, very pretty, and then you get back behind, you know, the front desk and everything, and it's like bare bones, white walls, and gray flooring, and you know, it's just very basic and. So it's kind of like that if, you know, you have ever been in a place where the front half is very glitzy and glamorous, and then you go in the back half and it's like, oh, this is what it actually is. So, yeah, it's but I really like how, obviously, because it's so vast, you know, they have the different colors painted on the wall to show you where you are, which is cool. They have signs up everywhere also telling you where you are, because you can get lost so easy down there. So that was really cool. It was really cool to see kind of...
Did they show you that place with all the pins, like the trading pins down there in the Isla Dolores? It's crazy.
Yes, they did.
That was nuts.
Yes, that is nuts. So
I'm not even a pin guy, and that was crazy.
That is crazy, yeah. So, but that was really cool. I very much enjoyed the tour. If you have ever thought about doing a tour, I would absolutely say you should do this tour for
me
sure.
Too.
And
me
that
too.
Was really good.
That's the best one. Yeah, that's a good analogy, though, because when I worked at Jamestown Mall back in the day for 3 weeks when I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Right, of course, like, we've had this discussion.
Yeah, well, they had those, they had the kind of like the tunnels where you take the trash out between the stores, you know, kind of like big long hallways.
Yeah.
And I guess those were kind of like, they were like above ground utilidors. And now that I think about it, so I did.
Exactly. Huh. Yes.
Good point.
Yeah. And then the last thing I'll just talk about, because we don't talk about it very often, is we actually did go to Flame Tree Barbecue at Animal Kingdom. I just like to mention it because, as we kind of mentioned on the listener question show, you know, everybody talks about Satouli Canteen and going to Satouli Canteen, and it is delicious. But let me tell you, I very much enjoyed my meal at Flame Tree Barbecue. It was fantastic. I had the mac and cheese with the pulled pork on top and then two giant onion rings. Oh, it was so good. Such a good meal.
That sounds so good right now. Oh, I could tear into some of that right now.
It was such a good meal. So I absolutely suggest, if you haven't been to Flame Tree Barbecue in a while, you absolutely want to go there. We sat by the water, which was so nice. Had the, you know, got to overlook Everest. It was beautiful. So, yeah.
So
a good trip.
Before you wrap up your little part of the trip, just give a little piece of advice for somebody that's going down for like a quick weekend. Like, you went down for like a weekend, just birthday trip, like a little bonus trip, because, you know, that happens. You get an annual pass, maybe you get an opportunity to get a cheap flight, you know, maybe you can drive down, you're in the Southeast. Like, what have you learned? Because you do these all the time, but I mean, you can't see everything. So what have you learned? Like, how do you make the most out of it?
This trip was actually supposed to be a week. Brian and I, when we had booked this trip, we were going to go down and celebrate my birthday and do just a full week, because we didn't have any like vacation that we were taking this year at the time. And then we booked the cruise to Canada. And so that quickly took it from a week to a weekend. So, you know, you're right. We have done these weekend trips frequently. Obviously, we know we're not going to get everything done. I mean, you know, that's just plain and simple. We're never going to get everything. But we did hit, you know, all four parks. And of course, we hit up Universal as well. I think having the park hopper, and the ability to park hop between for both Universal as well as Disney is going to be key in that situation, just because you do want to fit in as much as you possibly can in a short period of time. So a park hopper is going to be absolutely important if you don't have an annual pass. We do some counter service. We do some table service. We don't do like a table service every meal. I will say we did do Kona on my birthday. I was kind of disappointed in Kona, I'm sorry to say, but we had an awesome, awesome cast member waiter. He was fantastic. I had mentioned that I had gotten sick the trip before when we were there for Toy Story Land's opening. And I'd actually gotten sick when I came back, because I always get sick after I come back from Disney, it seems like. And he, when I mentioned it to him, he not only brought a little bowl of fruit to me so that I could get some, you know, vitamin C and stuff like that.
You don't get scurvy down there.
He also brought me Pog juice, which was like, I didn't ask for it, but he, you know, he's like, this is full of vitamin C. And I'd actually never had Pog juice before, because I don't like orange juice. And I don't like a lot of like fruity flavors like that. So, but since he brought it and it was, you know, free for me, I was like, okay, I'll try the Pog juice. I actually really liked it. So I was quite impressed. So I drank the Pog juice, and I gotta say, I didn't get sick this time.
There you go. That's a trick. You need to pack some.
So yeah. So that's the trick right there. Drink Pog juice and you won't get sick when you come back from Walt Disney World. But yeah, I mean, really, you know, we just kind of go with the flow. I mean, that's really what we do is go with the flow. Like I said, it poured, you know, a good time, a good amount of time that we were there. We just had, you know, umbrellas and, you know, just donned it and went and did some fun stuff. And, you know, that's kind of what we do is we just go and we just have fun and enjoy our time. So
that's what it's all about, really.
It is.
You know, you
can't
go in with like expectations.
It's not as, like, structured, which is kind of nice.
Sometimes, so. I mean, you go in with your expectations, you know, and by now, if you're listening to the show, you have realistic expectations of what you will or will not get done for the most part. You know, of course, we shoot a little high sometimes and don't hit all those things, but you got to realize,
you know,
a lot of those things are gravy. You know, you get to do the fun stuff, you get to be around the people you like. And that's kind of the transition I want to make is that the things I'm going to say is I'm glancing through my pictures from, you know, last month's trip are pretty obvious. And the first thing is, if you've never had this opportunity to go with friends, you know, I know going with family, especially your immediate family, if you're just going on vacation with your family before, we did that for years and we had the best times. We got pictures, we got memories, we talk about it all the time. But as the podcast grew and as we had the opportunity to go, like, you know, we travel with Ricky and Brian, we travel with Pam, Hannah, and Steve, and the Gardners, and you know, the Griffiths, and we see everybody down there. And the thing is that, you know, it turns into such a different feel for your vacation. It becomes less about the attraction shows and all that stuff. It becomes more about the meals, because the meals are times where you're just sitting around a table, having a good time, eating and sharing, you know, catching up. It's like Thanksgiving every day of your trip.
That's true.
And so, you know, people that haven't had that chance to, you know, maybe drag some friends down there and, you know, maybe do 4 or 5 days together at Walt Disney World, it is such a different feel to your trip, but it's so much fun. So
it is.
Because I know, Ricky, you've seen that over the years, too. It's cool because it's, you know, I used to be so commando to get this done, get that done. And now it's like, you know, we will go a day and just do 2 or 3 attractions. And like at the end of the night, I'm like watching the fireworks. I'm like, man, that was the best day ever.
Right. Yeah. No, it's true. And it's hard to, you know, get to go with friends. And I get that, you know, different schedules and stuff like that. And you actually have to have friends that you like and can handle all the time. Because trust me, I've done trips with friends that are not you guys. And, you think you're good friends, whatever. You have a, you know, good rapport normally. And then you go on a vacation with that person and you're like, whoa, this is not what I expected.
That's right. That's a good warning, though. You're right. So, I mean, we're lucky that we all kind of have that bond of Disney.
Exactly. So make sure, like, you know, just know that sometimes it's not always all, you know, sunshine and rainbows, but most of the time it is. And if you ever have those moments where, you know, things start to get a little heated, just maybe step away for a little bit from your friend. But I mean, I got to say, like, you know, going on those trips with friends has really been, they've been some of the best trips that I've taken. I mean, hands down, 100%, you know, just, I love getting to go with my family, and don't get me wrong, it's great getting to go with my family too, but there is something special about getting to go with friends that you care about and love, because, you know, I always say your friends are your chosen family, you know, you choose them most of the time. And so, you know, it's just one of those things where you get to, because you've chosen them, you get to be around people that you truly, you know, really, really enjoy their time and company.
Absolutely. And like you said, you don't have to be together 24/7. Like, there were nights where, like, some of the, you know, like Pam and Steve, Elizabeth and Scott went, you know, to like a fancy dinner at California Grill. We decided not to go. We hung with the girls. We went to the party, you know, so, and that was fun. You know, we got to mix and match. But some other things, sometime when you get a chance, ride out a thunderstorm at Nomad Lounge out on the outside area. That is awesome. You know, these are the things you might not think of, and that's turning a negative into a gigantic positive. That was cool. We did that one night. Don't miss live entertainment at Walt Disney World. You know this, but a lot of times I rush past it. And this time I made a point to, there were 2 or 3 times we were in the studios and Streetmosphere was kind of coming out and getting going with like a Bachelor game or something like that. You know, and it was hot. It was hot. Yeah. I mean, smoking hot on sunset, because it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the thing was, like, I love those shows. They're such good actors. And it was so funny. I'm busting a gut. And if you're missing that, you're missing the Walt Disney World experience, because it's about the cast members, it's about the entertainment, and that is some of the best entertainment you'll find, because you're not going to see that at home. You're not going to see it on TV. It's live. It's comedy with the, you know, you might be in it. You don't even know. Like, they might drag you in there. God, they're so funny. So do that. Another, just these are kind of like little cold takes, because they're not even that hot, but
they're not that hot.
You know what? I've had an annual pass for the last few years, and one of the great perks of an annual pass is Memory Maker. And the thing is if you're going for anything longer than a weekend, man, I know Memory Maker's $169 if you buy it early, almost $200 if you buy it at Walt Disney World. but wow, you know, they're getting really good with this. The pictures you get when you come home are awesome. You get videos, you get little, like in Toy Story Land, it's like a frame that has an animation of like Rex and the potato head, you know, like down under it looking up at you. You know, and this is just going to keep expanding and expanding. You get your on-ride photos that, yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this. I would not have said this five years ago.
At one point, you would not have said these words.
Well, so. I still can't believe I'm saying like $169 for pictures is worth it. But I mean, then again, what are your memories worth?
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing I'll say, because I'm just trying to throw in some random thoughts. I don't know if I did this subliminally or if I did this intentionally. I don't think I did it intentionally. But I picked three of the best resorts for a runner to stay at. I stayed at Coronado Springs, awesome place to run. It's about a mile loop around the resort, and it's fun because you're running around a lago or, you know, the lake there, and you're also kind of going through the ranchos and the casitas, and you're seeing people the whole time, which makes it fun. Great place to run. Yacht Club and Beach Club. We stayed at Yacht Club, so that's a great place to run around Yacht Beach and Boardwalk. You can run down to the studios and back and so forth. And we stayed at Riverside, another great place to run, where you could run from Riverside to French Quarter and back, about a mile loop there. So, you know, I think also Wilderness Lodge to Fort Wilderness is a great place to run. Also Pop Century around Hourglass Lake is a great place to run. But, you know, there's some resorts where I've stayed and it's like, it's a challenge. Like the All-Stars, you got to run around the parking lot. You know, you can run around the resort a little bit, but it's not the best. You get a lot of traffic. Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's nowhere to run there. You know, it's a tough place. Treadmills, really, there. But I think, you know, the thing is, if you're exercising and you want to get out there and run, those are some great choices to think about. Also, I got to say this, and I don't know if I talk about the lizards enough on the podcast, because I know not everybody's a runner, and there's a lot of people that aren't, and I don't want to kill you with the running talk. I like to run. I do it every day.
No,
and I'm excited.
Like,
I don't. It's a means to an end. I like to eat. So yeah. I like to run. But the thing is,
too, but I don't run.
I don't talk about the lizards enough on the podcast. I just want to spend just a couple minutes here and to say I love you guys, and you guys inspire me so much. Everybody who gets out there and puts in a mile, a two, you know, or two or three, you know, once a week, twice a week, whatever it is, walking, running. I love that we have a team that is so supportive of each other, because I see the posts all the time on the group. Right now we're doing an August selfie challenge, and I love seeing those pictures, how creative they are, how people are helping each other with injuries and with equipment and with, you know, just encouragement to get out there and go. You guys are amazing. I don't talk about you enough on the podcast. I want to say that today, but here's one thing I noticed. This is crazy. Again, 5 years ago, not a chance. I ran every morning of my run, all but two, so it was 10 mornings. All but two of the mornings, somebody knew me, like said, "Hey, you're go lizards." I'd hear like, I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I know there's like 1400 some people on the lizards, and a lot of people listen to the podcast, but 80% of my runs, 8 out of the 10 days, either somebody said, "Hey, Mike," when I was running by, or somebody's like, "Go lizards." And I'm just like, what? I mean, what are the chances? Like, you know, you're at the resort, you're at that time, but it is so encouraging to see that, because, you know, the thing is, we are a team. You know, we call the podcast a family, and we're truly that.
Yes.
But the running squad is definitely a team, because a team loves each other, sacrifices for each other, and everybody succeeds together. You know, like, no one person's bigger than the team, and the team struggles. You know, and the team's only as strong as its weakest link. And it's just amazing. We do such great things. You know, we raise money for Give Kids the World. People donate. You know, we get out there and I see all these people running for great causes. Thank you for being a lizard. I'll say that near enough on the podcast, but you guys are amazing. And I noticed that, you know, our running team is something when you're out there and people are like, "Go lizards." I'm like, it's like June 29th and I'm just running around, you know, Riverside or something. You know, it's like, this is so weird, but it's so awesome too. Cause then I'd be like, I got to run faster. Somebody knows me and they're watching. You have to, don't walk now, man. Do it on the mile. So, you know, it's that kind of fun stuff. But, you know, I think the thing is, Ricky, and we'll kind of wrap this up, but I don't want to go too long here on a Friday. But the thing about Disney is, that as many times as we've gone, you've talked about how many, you've gone countless weekend trips, you've gone long trips, you've done cruises, you're getting ready to cruise to Canada, you know, and
I'm so,
you know,
excited about this. I can't even tell you.
I know, like, the whole, so, you know, the thing is too, is like, I've done cruises, I've gone to World so many times, different times. Oh, one other thing I want to throw in, just kind of a quick take. Summer is not that busy. It's not like it's so crowded you can't do it. We were there June 28th to July 12th or something like that. And the crowds were not bad. We didn't wait long. We had some fast passes, but we got there early. We had a good time. We didn't feel like it was crowded, so we were fine. But the thing is, we've gone many times, and I know that our listeners have gone many times. And the bottom line to me, and this is what I want you to think about here over the weekend, is that, you know, a Disney trip is truly what you make of it. You know, the thing is that you know, you can stress yourself out. And I know it's really hard for a first timer, a second timer, a third timer, because Disney trips are expensive. I wish they weren't so expensive. But the thing is that, you know, we can't really worry. The cost is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Right. We can't change that. That's something that is, we just got to save up. We got to sacrifice in other areas of our life. I don't like to have to do it, but I do. I live in a small house. You know, I just, that's one of those things. I like the experience. So I trade off that for other things. But the thing is, when I get there, my mindset and my expectations are going to determine how much fun I have. You know, I can stress out about, oh, this piece of trash here, or, you know, that light bulb's burned out, or, you know, my room's so far away from the main building. I can be proactive with things like that and ask kindly, you know, hey, can I get a closer room, or can I get this, or can I get that? And if I get, you know, get some magic, good. If I don't, you know, I can't let it ruin my vacation. But the thing is, every time I go down, I try something new. I try to just realize that I am, you know, because like the thing is, when you're on vacation, like it's a Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning and I'm at the Magic Kingdom eating a churro. Like, how good is life? You know, that's what I keep telling myself. So even on your bad situations at Walt Disney World, your life is pretty darn good. So I try to always remember that. Hey, Dennis in the chat. I haven't seen Dennis in ages. Yep, the Vinylmation, one of my favorite ever souvenirs, right there over my shoulders. It's good seeing Dennis. I love Dennis. Yeah. But anyway, you kind of got me off my... I haven't seen him in forever, so I'm glad he's in the chat. But just, you know, make the trip what it will be. And the thing is, you're going to get magic, but you also got to kind of give magic. You got to put yourself in a situation where good things can happen to you. You know, if you're a grumpy Gus all the time, it's going to be tough. You know, yeah. I'll say one day, I was not even... We were, you know, as well as mornings, it was hard to get out of the room. We're trying to get out early, you know, and of course, I'm always trying to be an hour early, and the girls don't always like to be an hour early like me. So we're getting out to the Yacht Club bus, and one of the cast members out there, he was a gentleman who was a cast member. He was in a wheelchair with like one of the iPads, kind of helping people get on the right bus and, you know, giving out times and so forth. Just like this guy was just like, I wanted to tell myself, like, I wish Walt Disney could see this guy, because he was... just so encouraging. He had a pretty tough disability, but he wasn't letting it slow him down. He was making sure he greeted every person that came out to get on that bus. And it was hot as smoke that morning. I mean, even at like 9 a.m. and he was making my day, even though I wasn't having the best morning. But after I had this interaction with that cast member at the Yacht Club bus stop, he made my day. And I totally turned my day around. And the thing is, he didn't have to do that. He could just sit there and just watch the iPad, tell you what bus to get on, and go on with his business. But he didn't. He made my day. And the whole thing was, he turned my day around. And I love seeing that. So I love Walt Disney World. I love Disney destinations. So, you know, that's bottom line. I always have a good time. And I think it is what you make of it. But, I mean, I expect to have fun. I'm a big kid. And that's how you are, too.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yes. So it's fun. I mean, that's, you know, nothing ground shaking today on the podcast. Just want to say, you know, I love that we get to go to Walt Disney World. I love that we get to have these experiences. I love that we get to have the experiences with our listeners and our friends, you know, and everybody around. And I hope you guys always feel the same. You know, we're so lucky to get to do these things, you know. And the thing is, I know a lot of folks are getting ready to go down in the fall. You know, think about it. Like, if you're an adult, you're going to maybe get to go to the Halloween party and go trick or treating like you were 10. How can, you know, where do you get to do that?
I get to do it on this cruise.
Yes.
I get to do it on the cruise. I'm so excited. Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing, you know, and this is a place where you truly can kind of check the real life at the door for just a little bit and enjoy those that are around you. I think that's the best thing is Walt Disney World, the Disney destinations put you in a position to let things go for a little bit. Now, I'm not trying to quote Elsa, but you get to kind of just get out of there, you know, for a little bit. Leave, you know, I can leave my emails for a little while, enjoy my girls, have a great time, and just the environment is amazing. So that's how it is. It's fun. So enjoy it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. If you want to go to one of these great places, I got a great travel agency that'll help you out. They're called the Magic for Less. So drop by today. Check out all the great specials they have going on. And while you're there, it's not too late to go to the Halloween party or the Christmas party this year. You know what? I know it's Halloween season apparently right now. I got to get the pumpkin out. But hey, you could still get down there for those Halloween and Christmas parties and have a great time. Food and wine festival. Oh, such a great time to go. And it's not as hot. Well, pretty soon. It's still hot right now, but it'll be cooler. So check out all the great specials over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote and an agent will get back to you right away. But make sure you tell them you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, over at themagicforless.com. And continue to use our Amazon affiliate link. Again, Target and Walmart are crazy right now with back-to-school stuff. I know your kid wants to go. Just tell them, sorry, we don't have time. Got to go to Amazon. Just buy Ticonderoga pencils. Again, Elmer's glue, Crayola crayons. Don't get the Rose Art. Don't get the cheap stuff. They'll break. I taught for 17 years. I talk from experience. So again, it's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Support the show. Get your kid the good stuff. All right. Follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. Facebook.com/brguestpodcast for all this nonsense live each Monday night. And of course, the videos are there. And youtube.com/brguestpodcast. That's right. We have a YouTube channel as well. Who would have thought? I kidded my daughter the other day. I said, your dad is a YouTube person now.
I know, right?
I know. Like, the old man's on YouTube. So you just made you just horrified a 10-year-old girl, Ricky. By doing
I know it's fantastic. I love it's horrifying.
It's beautiful. And don't forget, we're going to be out in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Indy Disney Meet at the end of this month, the last Saturday in August. I believe it's the 25th. We're going to be at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in Noblesville, Indiana, just a shade north of Indianapolis, raising money for Give Kids the World. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome meet. If you're in the Midwest, come on out and see us. We're going to be on the live on the main stage doing a live show. Also, many other Disney folks from the community are going to be there. Dole Whips giving away a trip to Walt Disney World for a family of four. I mean, are you kidding me? Like, with the dining plan included? It's awesome. Herbie the Love Bug will probably be there. Stormtroopers, Darth Vader, R2-D2.
Princesses.
Exactly. It's nuts. It's a nut house, man. If you're a Disney fan, you need to be there. So we'll see you there. All right, so for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Until we talk again, we will see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.